What up, Grizz Nation?
Hey, we're back. Montana. What do you know? Yeah, baby. Oh, we're fired up.
All I have is one thing
Tell
to say.
Me, Mark.
The pride and tradition of the Montana Grizzlies will not be entrusted to the timid or the weak. Let's go, baby! Up with Montana, boys! It's go time! Showtime!
Welcome Tell me what show
to the
it
2025 Radio Program of the Year. The Daily Drive. Here's your host, the 2025 Montana Sports Team of the Year, Ace Sauerwein.
Still cracks me up. All right. Let's get it going live on a Wednesday, July 8th. This is our first July show of the year. Welcome into the Daily Drive with Ace Sauerwein. We're back after a little hiatus. I'm not honestly going to be able to talk about the hiatus all that much on today's show. Sports Cinema. Jackson Wagner, my cinematic partner in crime, is in. We are doing Sports Cinema for the 30th time. The 30th edition of Sports Cinema. If you don't know what it is, every week, Jackson and I watch a movie and we review it. We chat about it. Today, we're doing a movie called The Beautiful Game. Kind of based on true stories, not a true story in itself. And let me just tell you right off the bat, I did not like this movie. So if you want to hear me be negative for 40 plus minutes, tune in next. Jackson and I, we had to record earlier today, so the next couple of segments, really actually the rest of the show, pre-recorded. But we're live for these couple of minutes at least. Yeah, live for a couple of minutes on The Daily Drive. Brought to you today by our good friends at Y West Storage. Secure, convenient storage solutions right here in Western Montana. Give them a call at 406-510-0590 and reserve your unit today. Today's Daily Drive, also courtesy of Quality Seamless Gutters, professionally installed gutters built to handle Montana weather. Give them a call, 406-728-4002 for a free quote. Yeah, I'm your host, Ace Sauerwein. I was indeed not fired, actually. Yeah, you're probably thinking, what the hell? Where is this guy? He's been gone for almost 2 weeks. No, not fired. My girlfriend and I, we went on a little road trip back to Wisconsin, got to see my family and friends. We had stops in Spearfish, South Dakota. Waldrug for the first ever time. Waldrug, kind of cute, kind of a fun little store. Don't think I really have to go back anytime soon, but fun. So I liked it. Again, first time seeing it. Fun little tourist trap. Then we stopped in Mitchell, South Dakota at the Corn Palace. I was not impressed by the Corn Palace. For being called the Corn Palace, I thought there was going to be more corn. Thought there was going to be a lot more corn. Still a lot of corn, I guess, but you know, I was expecting the walls to be corn. I was expecting windows to be corn. I was expecting everything to be corn. It actually was just kind of a basketball arena with some corn decor. Well, it was fine. Corn Palace, fine. Went to Mall of America. I grew up all of 30 minutes from Mall of America. Showed Claire Mall of America. We did we went on a roller coaster ride at Nickelodeon Universe. I think I got to retire from the roller coaster game. Now, it was a straight up and down roller coaster, very quick. Like, it's compact because it's in Mall of America. Still fun, but it's compact and you're thrown around. You're flipped upside down, straight drop, all this, etc. I was not doing very well after. Yeah. My stomach was a little inside out. Fortunately, I didn't throw up anywhere. I was a little worried. But I think my roller coaster days are done. Went to a St. Paul Saints game, AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Then we went up to this town called Bayfield, Wisconsin, right in the shores of Lake Superior. Freaking gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. I mean, I spent 20 plus years living in the Midwest, never been to Bayfield. It's this adorable lakeside town, some great bars, a lot of live music, great restaurants. So I would suggest, check out Bayfield, Wisconsin, but you're 18 hours away from it, so I don't know if any of you are really going to go. But Bayfield, Wisconsin, and Lake Superior, great. And then spent a couple of nights at my friend's cabin in central Minnesota. It was a great time. One thing I will say, all my friends, well, a couple of the friends that were at this cabin, one of them is now a father to two. One is a father of one. And let me just say, these cabin experiences, a lot different. Yeah. You know, when we were 24 years old and we were all single, or at least, you know, no kids and no wives, anything like that, I don't want to say it was lawless, but a lot more beer was had. This time around, oh, I kind of felt bad. I mean, I know my friends love being dads. I get that. But one of them is chasing around their two kids. I'm looking at it. I'm exhausted for them. Just like, oh, man. I don't know if I could do that. I don't see myself being a father anytime soon because I don't think I have the mental capacity, and I'm not sure if I even have the physical capacity to stay awake chasing these two kids. And everything is sticky. Ah, kids just drool on everything. They spit up, snot, just, All right, that was my trip. We'll maybe chat about it later this week, but Sports Cinema with Jackson Wagner. We're talking about the beautiful game next.
Back at it on the 2025.
Can't do that one anymore. We're not the 2020. Well, I guess we still are the... Hold on. One more time.
This is Levi Giancaro, and you're listening to The Daily Drive. APRZ.
All right. We've been off a while. We're still trying to get back into the rhythm. Jackson Wagner's here. Hey!
Hello.
All right.
Whoa.
I've missed you.
Same, pal. You've been gone too long.
Too long. Gone,
That's so Wisconsin of you, though.
I left back on... When did I leave? June 26th?
Ages and ages hence.
I got back... I saw you Monday.
That is true.
So, I mean, it's still a full 2 weeks on... Well... No, week and a half.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, pal.
Great to see you.
What's been going on over the last couple weeks in the life of Jackson Wagner?
You know, just watching four soccer games a day, basically. That's about all.
Your thoughts on the United States of America?
Oof.
Soccer, not overall country.
Oh, soccer?
Well, I mean, you pick I guess.
Oof is for the, yeah, our men's national team.
It was tough, huh?
Tough way to go out.
Yeah.
Good tournament.
Do you feel so? We are talking soccer because Sports Cinema is up. We're doing a movie called The Beautiful Game from 2024. It's a soccer movie. This is our first ever soccer movie we've done on Sports Cinema. Do you feel optimistic about the United States men's national team moving forward?
Yes, no.
I've heard some optimism, and I would always counter with, I feel like I've heard that same exact sentiment.
That is the, I have been optimistic for a long time. The U.S. men's national team is, to me, like my favorite sports team.
Yeah, I think that's crazy to me. You said that, and I couldn't believe it.
Like, I will watch every friendly, I will watch every World Cup qualifier, which honestly, it was a little bit harder to get into this team because there weren't the World Cup qualifiers, which add a little bit of extra tension.
Because they're hosting, so
they automatically made it in, so they didn't have to go through the CONCACAF, you know, hexagonal qualification. I think they've changed it now since then, but all the fun stuff that comes with that. But since 2018, when we got the World Cup, and then in like kind of the years after where we had a lot of players breaking through to the big European leagues, and it has just been circled for a long time. Man, 26, home World Cup, and we have a lot of guys that are teenagers now that are going to be in their primes then. So I feel like this has been the moment that is like, if you're going to have hope for the future of U.S. men's soccer, it was for this event. Didn't quite pan out the way that we thought it would. But it is crazy looking back. Even HBO's got a documentary about the run to this World Cup, and the first episode is basically starting at the previous World Cup, and it's like, all right, they're doing okay, but all these guys are 22 and 23, basically. They're the second youngest team, I think, at that World Cup. And again, the future looked very, very bright. Now you're at a spot where Christian Pulisic's going to be 31 at the next World Cup, and with the way he's performed for the national team, people are starting to question. And it's not a given. Raheem Sterling for England was kind of their wonder kid for a very long time.
Sterling.
He's 31 now and is not even involved. So it's not.
Is he on the team?
No. Like out of it. I think he's playing in either the Netherlands or Turkey now.
That's a name I recognize.
Yeah. One of the world's biggest stars, but and only 31. And you'd think when they left the World Cup 4 years ago that he was probably going to be there. So I think a lot of guys will drop off that you don't expect from this roster, but there are some fun, exciting young players coming up too. So
I have a couple thoughts, but first, today's Daily Drive, courtesy of Madhouse Farms, locally grown products in Montana agriculture you can feel good about. Two convenient locations at the Y and Lolo. One, why did they make a documentary? Is it just, like, I feel like everything is a documentary nowadays, when I feel like at once upon a time, documentaries were reserved for something special. And no offense to this U.S. team, they weren't really special in the end.
Yeah.
Were they special even, like, between the last World Cup to now? Like, was there a huge story that I don't know about?
Not really.
Yeah, so I've just, why did they make that?
Yeah. I think the prospect of what could have been at this World Cup was the reason to make it, but I don't know why you would, they released it before. So I think it was kind of trying to feed off of the hype of the event and everything, and maybe let people get to know the team a little bit better. Because that was, even watching with Taylor, who's not, you know, she's not watching any of those matches with me.
And I'm a person that loves sports.
Yeah, that's Taylor.
Exactly, that's Taylor, yeah. But she watched one of the episodes with me, and then as we watched on Monday night, was like, oh, Tyler, I love Tyler. Yeah,
because, yeah, sure.
I guess you do. That's, you saw one
episode. We're also kind of in an era where this content is being created, and people must be watching, because there's a ton of content like this, the behind the scenes stuff of the World Cup, and LeBron has apparently come out and said he might do a documentary on this last season,
kind of happened with MJ. Like, it seems like they had cameras for the Last Dance even way back
was
then.
Was that known at the time? Did we, I mean, not we, because they would have been
I think so.
Okay.
It's kind of like the Beatles Get Back that Peter Jackson did too, where it's like they had people filming them.
That's a good point.
Whether they did anything with the footage or not.
So maybe it's just been there forever, but now we're just seeing more streaming platforms. And actually, I mean, these platforms just need to create content. So they go, well, let's do, what's the Netflix show? They just do QB. Is that what it's called? Where they follow around NFL quarterbacks, and they do that with the NBA too.
Drive to Survive.
Drive
to Survive. Started that with
F1. Is that Formula?
Formula. There's a golf one now too. I forget what one's called.
It's not my cup of tea really to watch that.
It is fun. I'm a big 30 for 30 guy.
So 30 for 30 was great.
Maybe you can blame Bill Simmons for this, but it's like those were all like some of the most famous stories in sports.
That felt more informational. That felt like a true documentary when you watched a 30 for 30, where this is just, let's follow the life of Anthony Edwards, or let's follow the life of Patrick Mahomes. And to me, most of the time, I'd say like 90% of it, I'm like, yeah, this is not really interesting to me.
Yeah.
I love sports, and I mean, I absolutely.
And I'm a person that loves sports.
I'm going to get
a lot of use out of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was sent that clip over the weekend. I said, I got to clip that for the show. I love sports, but I mean, I don't need to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really do it for me. I don't think these people are that interesting, no offense to the athletes.
It is. I sort of agree and sort of disagree, because I think there were some very cool in this U.S. soccer one. They're following them into the locker room, and Christian Pulisic got hurt at the last World Cup too.
Shocked.
Seems like a trend here. But I remember watching that game, and they go into the locker rooms, and he finished the first half, and then they came out of the locker rooms, and the TV announcers just said, Christian is not here. He did not leave the
locker
room.
So they showed what happened.
And they kind of show him meeting with the doctors and all the stuff. And I thought that was fascinating to see. And okay, Christian's out, so we're going to put you in, and here's how we're adjusting. I thought it was kind of cool. But yeah, it's a weird one, especially for a team like the men's national team, where you're not guaranteed your spot. It's not like, okay, I've got a 4-year contract, so I know that if I follow this person, they heavily feature Matt Turner, who didn't play. Well, I guess he did play in the Turkey A game, but was our backup goalkeeper at the whole tournament. Right. So it's like he is a key figure in the documentary, because he was a key figure when they started filming it.
Sure.
But he ended up not really mattering at all.
Yeah.
So it's odd. But
well, I don't know. There was some excitement.
Yeah.
But it was another you know, pretty disappointing exit.
It is.
A weak exit.
I feel like the most accurate representation or recap of the tournament that I've seen is we're still one of the best 16 teams in the world, but we thought we were going to jump to the top eight.
Sure.
and make the quarterfinals at least. And it kind of stings to know, well, not in that echelon still.
Nope.
I don't think it's a complete failure, but it's not a step
forward.
Yeah. They won three games. They'd only won nine all time coming into this tournament at World Cup. So it's, you know, they did the things that no other team has done, but they also had one of the worst performances in World Cup history. So.
Real stinky that night. Today's Daily Drive, courtesy of Campbell Kia of Missoula, new and pre-owned vehicles, great service and a no-pressure buying experience, located off of Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. All right, it's been a couple of weeks since we have done Sports Cinema. I believe the last one we did was Love and Basketball, when we had Taylor and Claire in to help us out. It's back to you and me. We wanted to pick a sock.
All guys box. That's what we need.
We wanted to pick a soccer movie.
We did.
We might do another soccer movie next week. Should we plan on the Damned United next week?
Sure. Right. You want to go back-to-back soccer?
It's still the World Cup next week.
True.
So okay. We could end, you know, the World Cup.
Hopefully. I think you will like the Damned United. I did not think that you would like this. This was your choice, by the way.
I know. I did not know anything about today's movie. The Beautiful Game, 2024. Again, we wanted to do a soccer movie. Damned United is not streaming anywhere, so I got it on Blu-ray. You'll watch it. You'll give it to me. I'll watch it. We'll get to it next week.
Yeah.
Claire actually made the pitch, by the way. Claire made the pitch. She said, I know it's sports cinema, but what about doing a season or two of Ted Lasso?
TV, get out of here.
Okay, well, that ends that right there. Sorry, Claire. No Ted Lasso for you.
Have you seen Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, love Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Great show. Kind of overused during the World Cup. I kind of got annoyed seeing all the believe signs. Like, okay, I don't actually want to be known as the country that really likes Ted Lasso, and like that's our soccer identity is Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Different story. But anyway, so we wanted to do a soccer movie. This is our 30th movie, by the way. 30th movie on Sports Cinema. I think you've been... So hold on. Yeah, sorry. I should have helped you out with some cheering there. I think you've been involved in most, maybe except for a couple, the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yeah, 28 probably.
Yeah. This is our first soccer movie. The Beautiful Game, 2024. Let's jump into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Directed by Thea Sharrock.
Sure.
Is that how you pronounce her name?
I do not know. And
Me neither.
I've never seen any of her other movies. So
you've never so Me Before You, starring Daenerys Targaryen.
Haven't seen it.
Mm. Gabby gave it a 5 on Letterboxd.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Gabby and I usually have different movie tastes.
That is true.
But
this
Thea Sharrock has directed a few movies. Wicked Little Letters, Ladies First, The One and Only Ivan. Never heard of any of them. She was in charge of The Beautiful Game, inspired by the true story of the Homeless World Cup, a group of advocates to end homelessness, organize an annual tournament for homeless people to compete in a series of football matches known as the Homeless World Cup. Starring Bill, is it Nighy?
Just Nye, I think.
Nye?
Yeah. Not the science guy, but.
Sure. He spells it N-I-G-H-Y, and it's Nye. I know him as Davy Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Sparrow, you're a dead man. He's so
great.
Good.
I know him as Slaughter Barkfast from
huh?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Slaughter Barkfast?
Slaughter Barkfast.
I still, what's his first name?
Slar? It's one name.
What?
It's a great joke in the film.
Wow.
He doesn't want to, he's a mysterious figure.
Slaughter,
and he doesn't want to say his name. And then they finally are like, come on, you have to tell us your name.
All right, I got to find out how this is spelt. I don't even know. Oh, he's in Deathly Hallows, too. Kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
What movie are we talking about? What were we just saying?
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Wait, is that a movie or is that a show?
It's a movie. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Slaughter Barkfast.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the science guy.
No. Wrong.
No? Oh, I'm sorry. And some guy named Michael Ward. Some gal named Valeria.
Old Valeria?
Oh, my God. Game of Thrones in my mind. And fun fact, Tom Von Lawler, who is Kevin, he plays Ebony Maw in the Avengers movies.
Oh, wow.
He's the, you know, really skinny guy.
Yeah. Great.
Hear me. Yeah.
That's a good character.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. You want to start or should I?
I think you should start.
You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going. I'm gonna take a different approach, maybe.
This movie sucked.
Wow.
I had, so...
tell us how you really feel.
Let me start by saying, A, didn't know a damn thing about the movie going in.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Did you just, like, go to Netflix and just type soccer?
Yep. Yep. And that was the first thing that popped up.
It's funny because as I started it, I thought, I wonder if Ace just literally searched the word soccer.
That's right.
But I thought, no, he had to have done more research than that.
Nope. Literally none.
Just...
literally no more research other than that.
Good. Good.
So,
good.
I'll start there. Didn't know a damn thing about it.
Yep.
Found out that this is a real thing. The homeless World Cup is a real thing.
Yep.
This is not a real story.
Not a real story.
Just based on the homeless World Cup and some true stories. None of the characters are real. I mean, they're kind of based off of... Yeah.
It sounded like maybe one of the producers had gone to the homeless World Cup and met with a lot of the athletes competing and then kind of took those stories and formed them all into one.
So there's roots in truth, I guess. I mean, it's an actual event, and I think that's a great event. Yep. Very, very cool idea, and they preach in the movie giving second chances. I say, oh, the Homeless World Cup, that's awesome. I hope that people do get a second chance coming off this.
Yeah.
As a movie? This is the worst movie we've watched on Sports Cinema.
Wow.
Do you agree?
I'm trying to think of one worse.
Okay, how about if I just...
I don't think it's the worst one.
What do you put below it? McFarland USA?
Maybe, honestly.
So I thought it was very similar to McFarland USA. So let's just go this year.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams, Hoop Dreams, Major League, EFIS, Creed 2, Bad News Bears, Any Given Sunday. We did D2, The Mighty Ducks, McFarland USA, Love and Basketball, and then The Beautiful Game.
Okay, yeah, it's maybe one.
I did not like McFarland USA, and I think McFarland USA is a little better.
Fair.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
I didn't know it was a Netflix original. That right off the bat, I think I went, God, here we go.
I tried to find some budget, because it seems maybe like it's not working with much of a budget at all.
No, it's
not.
But
you can't find anything about that, because it's like...
There's not a lot of research online with this, because I looked up, I wanted to look up the backstory of it, and there was only a couple of interviews about the original guy who made the Homeless World Cup with the director, Thea Sharon. I couldn't find a lot on it.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, I see Netflix, I go, uh-oh. I don't like Netflix movies, and I hate just straight to Netflix. I'm a movie theater guy, so I said, oh, that's, God.
Yep.
It's not even a movie to me. They shoot it like you're supposed to watch it on your phone. I think the camera quality looks like it almost could be an iPhone. I don't think this is legit filmmaking. Yeah. I'm sure it is. I just think it looks really bad. It looks like a modern Netflix production.
It looks like a TV show.
So right off the bat, I'm like, this looks bad. I don't think there was anything noteworthy of cinematography, how they shot it. There was nothing noteworthy of developing the characters. They did so much explaining, not showing, that I was ready to throw up. I'm like, yeah, I get it. You're a team. You don't have to tell me you're a team over and over. You're hitting me over the head. I thought the performances...
Well, they are a team. They're representing England.
I thought
when you wear the badge. Sorry, go ahead.
I thought the performances were bad.
Yeah.
I thought the writing was horrendous. I thought the dialogue, I'm just like, did a 15-year-old write these jokes?
Yeah.
Just sick to my stomach watching this. I gave up halfway through and I started just cleaning the kitchen. I'm like, this movie sucks.
Wow.
I hated it, man. I hated this movie.
Is that all though? Or is there anything else that... you didn't like?
Those are the big ones.
There wasn't that much product placement, at least.
There was not much product placement.
Plus for you.
I will give you that. Let's see. Here were some of my bullets that I wrote down. The humor was written by a 15-year-old. Awful modern Netflix humor. I don't care about a single player.
Wow.
Not a movie. A series of individual scenes that moved really quick. And then even the scenes that we lingered on, I felt nothing. Yeah. Felt nothing of this character. Why are we cheering for Vinny? I probably had something about Vinny's character and just how bad of a dude he is multiple times in here.
Yep.
That's my thoughts.
That's fair.
How about you, pal?
I think my biggest thought with this is essentially that it should have been a documentary. Like they should, the idea of this event is cool, and it seems like there's some cool stories involved with it, and it does seem like Bill Nye talked about how some of like the extras were former players at this World Cup that now have like gone on to have success in their life, and they've found homes and they've found jobs and they were
really
able to help
out,
and they don't really touch on that. Even there's one character who kind of disappears for super sad reasons, and you're waiting at the end for it to be like, okay, we're
never
gonna go back
again.
And they don't ever connect with him again, which is odd to me.
Yep.
But I do think that I agree with a lot of your points. It doesn't look very good. The writing is not great. Bill Nye is one of my favorites. I just think he's a very charismatic actor overall. And I think he does a like C-minus job for him. Like you can tell that he is not super into it.
No.
The performance is not great, but I still think for what this is, he's like so much better than everybody else.
That's true. I'll give you that.
He kind of elevates it a little bit. You can tell there was apparently a version of this was starting with Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell as kind of the two main
leads.
Colin
Farrell's a producer on this.
Yeah.
Which,
and that
interesting.
Is like, if you were spending more money and bringing those two in, I would assume that Farrell would be kind of the Vinny character and the star player, and Gleeson would be the manager.
Yeah.
Love those guys. Love In Bruges. Love Banshees of Inisherin. They're great together. Could have been a highly or a more elevated type of a movie, but I still think that it was like charming and had some heart in the end. It took a while to get there for me, and I don't think that any of the sports stuff was that exciting or looked good, but I found myself being like, okay, Vinny is, I feel like homelessness as a topic in the movie is kind of, at the start I thought, man, he is like, I'm not homeless, I'm arguing, he like fights with them, argues, and then by the end he kind of comes around to the fact that like just because he is in this situation now does not mean that makes him that as a person, and like I thought he had some good thoughts.
I should explain the premise of the movie too. So Bill Nye is he's a legend in soccer.
Yeah.
He was a scout. Was he a coach? Is that what his?
I don't know.
He was a scout
for sure, and maybe a manager at one point too.
So he is in charge of the England homeless World Cup team.
Yep.
He's their coach. He's kind of everything. Travel agent. He makes sure, books, whatever.
Psychologist
for sure. So he's in charge of this team. He finds Michael Ward's character, who I don't really know Michael Ward either. He's in a few things. He's the one who plays Vinny, the main character. Vinny is a washed up soccer player who finds himself homeless now, and he's struggling with that. He has a kid, his wife, and he kind of, I don't want to say left behind, but he...
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't show them the time of day that they deserve. And they go to the World Cup, which is in Rome. They play. It's about finding team. It's about all that, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Just didn't work for me. And I like, to your point of Vinny kind of coming, full circle on that topic, I don't know why we'd ever cheer for Vinny. Even to the end, I'm like, I don't really think he earned that redemption.
Yeah.
I think they just, he was a jerk the whole movie, and even in the last act, he is being a complete D-bag to his teammates. I think it's Cal, who he's really hard on, which, and maybe that's the point, you're trying to coach him, trying to be really hard on, but, I mean, he was saying some just awful things.
He does. That's kind of the climax of the movie. He explodes a little bit on the team and really says horrible things to all of them. Why? He essentially calls out why they are homeless and why he is different from them, because he is just down on his luck and they are gamblers or they did drugs. And that is, I feel like there is a payoff of that though, where he kind of realizes, oh, this could happen to anyone. Like this is something that is, I was looking down on it when I should be trying to uplift people that are in this situation. I'm trying to take a positive spin. The movie's not that good.
We can disagree.
It is,
I would love to. We've never really disagreed truly on a movie yet.
Yeah.
So this one might be our widest gap in terms of score.
I did think there were enough signs that he is a good person, but is going through hard times and is kind of lashing out because of that, that it makes it worth it in the end.
I resonated with this review on Letterboxd from someone named Ellie. If Vinny has 100 haters, I'm one of them. If Vinny has one hater, it's me. If Vinny has zero haters, I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. I thought he was awful. I didn't like this movie one bit. Not one bit.
That's fair. Do you? I do think, like, if you make this a documentary, I would be very interested in it. The fact that it is like, we're going to kind of take real stories, and they almost do the sports movie thing at the end where it's like, and now this person is, graduated from this school and is a insurance salesman at this. They like almost do that, but none of the people are real, so they can't do it, but they try to. It's kind of awkward the way they handle it.
I don't know how many times last night I would get up and go clean and I'd hear some stupid joke from the TV and my audible reaction was just like, wow, there's another one.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it.
I thought there were some funny moments. So,
I truly laughed once.
Interesting.
Yep. That's back, baby.
Look at this guy.
Back.
Loves cinema. Loves the film world.
That's not cinema. Netflix isn't cinema. Netflix is a TV show.
That is true.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do our superlatives, fair fouls, MVP, product placement, which I don't know if there was any.
Yeah. I don't really remember any.
I didn't write any. I will be honest.
Soccer balls brand. I couldn't tell you what it was.
I don't even know if it showed.
Yeah.
That being said, I only wrote down like a half page of notes because I was I threw my pen up in the air 20 minutes in and said, this is not for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Just hate soccer.
That's not true. Well. No, it's not true, actually. What are you talking about? The Beautiful Game 2024 Sports Cinema continues on next. Hey, hold on to your chair over there. Today's Daily Drive is courtesy of the Mo Club. Nothing pairs better with with game day than the best burger in town and a cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club.
Yeah, baby.
You like that ad read.
I like that ad read.
Audible reactions every time from Jackson Wagner.
That's great.
My co-host of Sports Cinema, who is more positive than I, especially when it comes to The Beautiful Game. That is the movie we are reviewing today, a movie that I went in totally blind last night. Didn't know a thing about it.
Well, that's your problem. You're blind. You couldn't see the movie.
And I... Okay, and I hated it. Did not like it. Bad movie. I kind of took a lot of that just being negative. Let me just make sure before we get to our superlatives.
Can you do one positive thought on it for me? This is like when I'm pouting and Taylor makes me do... It's like, what is your rose and your thorn from the day? You have to have a rose from the day.
Do you do a leaf too? Because a leaf is what you're supposed to improve on.
Mm.
Rose, no. Something you like. Thorn, something that you... Was it disliked? Is that what?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Or then, like something that hurt you. I don't think that's right. But what's your rose from the movie if you had to pick one? I guess maybe save it for the MVP unless you're.
I didn't write down a single positive thing.
Oof.
Can I just write down? I'll tell you every one of my lines.
Yeah.
I said Netflix.
Good.
First scene: Vinny dangles against a group of unknown kids. Weird.
A little weird.
Fair or foul, by the way?
Probably foul. I did like...
I know you just looked at me before, by the way. Yeah. Inside joke.
Inside joke. You had to be there.
Uh-huh.
I did like the bit at the start where he's like, oh, it's this person. It's taller Messi. It's shorter Messi. And like all the kids are wearing Messi jerseys. And I was like, nice. Right. That's a good bit.
Fair or foul, though. You wouldn't just go up to a group of kids in a park.
It's probably a little weird.
Very weird.
And a dad does come over and yell at him for it.
Yeah. So. Sure did. It looks like a Netflix movie, I said.
You're caught on the Netflix. That's two of your first three bullet points.
I don't like Netflix. Well, I don't like Netflix movies.
Fair enough.
I'm not even sure if I like a lot of their TV shows. I gave up on Stranger Things.
Same.
House
of Cards?
Gave up.
That was a long time ago.
That was like OG Netflix. Yeah. What else have they made? Some bad Will Smith movies, which I've never seen. I won't.
Roma.
Roma?
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
Should have won the best picture.
No. Not as a Netflix property. Yeah. Bill Nye, blah performance is what I wrote down.
Interesting.
Nothing special about it. Nothing extraordinary in terms of filmmaking.
Correct. I do agree with that.
The humor is written by a 15-year-old. I already said that one.
You did say that one.
That one was an incomplete thought because it was answered 2 minutes later. Red card, but he goes to the stands 5 feet away.
That was kind of weird. And he but I did like that too, that then he kind of tried to come down and celebrate, and the ref was like, no, yeah, you have to sit down in the stands. But then also Vinny gets a yellow card, and he has to, I don't know the rules. I think this is called futsal that they're playing. Sure. It's not like full 11v11.
Yeah, so maybe it's just different.
Just different rules.
I don't care about a single player.
That is a harsh take. How dare you do that to my guy, Aldar?
Did you know they're a team? Tell me 20 times instead of showing me 5 times. That's what they did. They told me 20 times they wanted to be a team.
See, this is, again, I thought they showed it okay when they go on the search for Vinny as a team. It's nice. The Japanese team, they really show you they're a team. Those guys loved Rome. They wanted ice cream. Pistachio was his favorite.
I guess they might be my MVP, but... And then I said, why are we cheering for Vinny? We already kind of talked about it.
Everybody deserves a second chance, man. That's the point of the whole movie. Give him a second chance.
The girl from the U.S. was it...
Rosita?
Yeah, who was that? Was it Jason that was hitting on her? That also made some really inappropriate comments?
Yeah.
Why didn't she say...
Yeah.
No, go for it. Did you have something to say?
No, okay. Not really.
Okay, all right. She said Colorado University.
She did say that.
That was one thing.
I also thought she was like, I got scouted. I got a scholarship. Like, the University of Colorado's women's soccer team is sending a scout to the homeless World Cup.
That's a good point, too. Wait. She said, what did she say? Did she say University of Colorado and it's Colorado University?
Probably.
Isn't the real Colorado, it's Colorado? Right? Yeah. Yeah. She said University of Colorado. And I said, actually, Claire was like, is that a school? I'm like, no, they could see it's CU. It's Colorado University.
I don't get hung up on those things.
Why can they pick any player to play in that championship game?
They kind of explain it. It's almost the NBA street rules where you can pick up a player from a team that is out. Because then they do it with the Argentinian guy earlier in the movie. But I did think that was weird. And I thought it was strange that they did not pick up the... I thought they were going for like, oh, they're giving the USA girl one more chance in the semifinal.
Not today,
so they're gonna pick
says
her
Vinny.
Up, but nope.
And then my last line was, again, why are you pulling for this bleep? And I called him a P-R-I-C-K.
Wow.
Yeah. So there were my notes.
Thoughts there.
There were my notes.
That's it, huh? No superlatives? You didn't have anything
Are like just my generic
general
notes.
Thoughts. Yeah.
So you asked me if I could bring a positive. The South African, she's not a nun. Or no, she is a nun.
She is a nun, I think.
She is a nun. She said she's not a madam, she's a nun.
Yeah.
She was kind of funny. No, not really, but like I'll go with that.
I liked her.
She was my positive. I thought she was cute.
Nice. I did. There is another nun joke in it where they're on a run and there's some priests playing just like in a little square. And I think Jason says, do you think those nuns will play with us? And the one guy just stops and looks and goes, priests, Jason. They're called priests. I thought that was funny.
I think I remember that.
Oh, that was good. Good stuff.
All right, superlatives. Fair or foul, I already said one. Well, actually, hold on. Did you have any other positive thoughts or just generic thoughts you wanted to get to?
Not really. For generic thoughts, I feel like I have a lot of the kind of category type stuff. But
why was Jason buying a salmon a fireable offense?
Well, I think it's like this. He does not... He doesn't have money, and they're giving... I'm sure they don't really explain how they pay for this trip or what the details of it are, but it seems like maybe they get it like a per diem, and Jason spends his on a salmon at the airport. And
yep, that makes sense.
We had talked about this, man. You can't just like spend money.
Yeah. That was my fair or foul. I'm like, why is he getting berated for buying it? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. So, fair or foul, why did the organizer, which I think it was answered later because they're flirting, but... Gabriella, the one who puts the event together.
The Italian captain almost.
I was like, why is the organizer just talking England? Like, that doesn't seem very down the middle.
Well, and it was interesting because she picks out the Argentinian guy to play for them in the semifinal against Italy. And it seems like the Argentinian guy throws the match. Like Vinny says something along the lines of, are you trying to lose this for us? And they show her kind of standing in the shadows. And I was like, oh, she's like a villain. They're trying to build this up, but then she goes on a date with Bill Nye later and everybody comes together and it's happy thoughts. So I thought that was handled weird, strangely.
Fair fouls. What do you got? Anything?
I guess we kind of talked about them, that you could just add a player to your team for the semifinals and the championship.
Yeah, I was confused.
If I was the other team,
I'd be pissed.
Like, what the hell? Yep. You just grabbed the best guy in the whole tournament?
Yeah, and right. A former West Ham player?
Yeah, he was on the books at West Ham, Ace. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that.
On the books.
How come West Ham, by the way, is shown now in Ted Lasso? Nathan is the head coach of West Ham, and now this. I feel like they're not that popular of a...
Maybe that's why they know they're not that popular, but...
They're trying to create some
juice. Yeah, like Man United's not going to give you rights to use them, but...
Good point.
West Ham. Go ahead. They're actually on the rise, too.
Pretty good
year. And then Colorado sending a scout to the Homeless World Cup was my only other fair foul.
That seems
weird. Would you spend the budget to do that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I don't know. Maybe. Maybe CU is just swimming in it.
Maybe.
I don't know. What year did it actually take place in 2024? Was it supposed to be modern?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I did like that too. Bill Nye, they go to penalties against Italy in the semifinal. And Bill Nye says, oh, penalties against Italy. What could go wrong? Or something along those lines, because England lost the finals of the Euros in 2022 in a penalty shootout to Italy.
And maybe
I think they lost in
a
World Cup too.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was also a Euros, but in like the mid-2010s. So they've had some very historic defeats at the hands of the Italians.
Maybe that's why I didn't
on PKs.
Get that one. I didn't get the historical context.
Yeah, maybe if you just were more educated, Ace.
Here we go.
And I'm a person that loves sports.
Yes, exactly.
How about montage? Did you have a montage?
I did like the production quality of the montage where he's gaming out who they might play in the championship. And it shows all the teams, and it's like player cards.
I know you're talking
captains, and there's... I thought it was kind of cool.
I disliked it.
Wow.
I turned to Claire, and I'm like, this is just classic Netflix bad production.
Really?
It just felt cheap.
Fair. Yeah. I thought that felt like the most... Oh, they're putting in some actual editing work on this instead of just one long scene.
There were a lot of like short, cameras. Very short cuts. Especially when the Japanese team and they were exploring.
Yeah.
A lot of like very like herky jerky cuts.
Yeah.
Product placement, I don't think you or I found anything.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite quote? Didn't write a thing down.
Wow. Didn't write a thing down. They get passport photos at the start when they have to go, and they're all struggling with the pictures and like how to pose. And he says, I know I said no smiling, but you look suicidal. Which I thought was funny for the one.
Sure.
I forget his name, the striker. Who gets replaced?
I think that's... Isn't that Cal?
Yeah, Cal. Nice. Look at you. I like this movie. Aldar, too, when the South African team gets like held up in their transit to the tournament, so they can't play England, and they're getting ready for the match, and then the Italian kind of host of the event comes and says, sorry, guys, we can't find South Africa. And he steps up and he said, so South Africa is at the bottom of the African continent.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of right below... Zimbabwe or whatever the countries are. I thought that was funny. Those are my two quotes.
Believability. Did you believe it? Did you believe the soccer or the futsal? Is that what we call it?
Futsal.
Yeah. Did you believe it?
I actually didn't think it was horrible. There were some scenes where you could tell there's some bad cuts.
Yeah.
But they did do some cuts where you can't see the player's head. And whoever is actually playing is really good at soccer. So there's some cool like... skill moves on the ground, but it's bad cuts.
Uh-huh.
It's another one, too. We've talked about this with a lot of the movies, though, where these people are not really supposed to be world-class soccer players.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I have nothing negative on the believability. Well, maybe except for those like couple of cuts that like the goalie's kind of like, it's a weird lunge.
There's
like,
a bicycle kick where it's like the ball is clearly CGI and he just jumps and the ball looks really bad in that one.
Again, I started getting up halfway through and cleaning my kitchen, so...
Fair. Yeah. I did think the believability, they're in a group stage and two teams advance out of the group stage. They have already won against Portugal. Japan is 0-2, so they're at 0 points. Portugal, you'd think, lost to South Africa, so they're at 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we have to beat Japan. It's a kind of critical stakes moment in the... No, you don't. You're second place in the group. Doesn't matter. You could draw against Japan and you're fine. And
Are you sure the top two?
Yeah, because South Africa makes it through too, through the group.
That's good.
They're in a group with them, and they're...
Oh, yeah, you're
It's
right,
like, South
right.
Africa's through already, but we need to beat Japan by 8 goals to... No, you don't. It's fake.
You're right. Stats corner? I was starting to take, was starting to keep track of all the shots, but then it got to be way too much. I decided to give up.
Yeah,
just like the rest of the movie, I did.
Vinny had a hat trick for South Africa.
Mm.
Again, he misses his team's third place match because the security won't let him in. But then, since he did a good deed for South Africa early, they pick him up to play in the championship, and he has a hat trick and a 4-3 win. He scored 4 goals in one of their other games. They beat Mexico. He has 3 goals in that one. He's got a bicycle kick in the semifinal. I think I had him. He scores like 12 goals in the course of 4 matches.
All while being a complete dirtbag.
Wow.
I'm telling you. He just,
anti-Vinny.
The redemption arc never hit.
That's fair.
Did you have a meme? I don't know. We haven't been doing a lot of memes this year.
Yeah, and this one I didn't have. Yeah. I felt mean to. I did.
Yeah, fair.
Maybe not a meme, I guess, but they go to the Trevi Fountain a couple times, which I guess that on the believability too. He walks out of a coffee shop with 2 espresso at the Trevi Fountain, and there's nobody else there, and he stands and has a little bit of like,
yeah.
I went to the Trevi Fountain. It took us a half an hour to get up to it because the crowds are so crazy. Even at 10:30 at night, it was still a big crowd in front. Like you're not standing in front of that on your own.
MVP. Best part of the movie. What do you got, pal? Mr. The Beautiful Game Defender.
I know. I didn't even think this far through.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah. Well, cheers.
Just the Homeless World Cup.
Yeah.
Cool idea. Inspiring idea.
Yeah.
Love giving second chances to these people. And it seems like it's actually, now it's coming from like the Homeless World Cup website, but you know, they're helping thousands.
Yeah.
I never knew about the Homeless World Cup before I randomly picked this movie 30 hours ago.
Yeah.
48 hours ago, whatever.
It is funny because I read just a brief snippet and I thought that the premise of the movie was he like fields a homeless team to compete in like a semi-pro league in England.
Mm.
I didn't realize it was for a Homeless World Cup, which is a cool event.
Yeah. Never heard of it. So I'll say the Homeless World Cup and making me aware of the Homeless World Cup.
Nice.
Is that what you're going to do, or you got a different one?
I don't know. I do think the Team Japan stuff is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some goofballs.
Some goofballs.
Yeah.
They have a good time.
All right, what are you scoring it? Out of 5, 2.5 being average? Well, at least that's how I do it. You can do
I go 3 is average.
3 is average.
Is my kind of rating system. I went 2.5 with this.
Okay. I went 1.5.
Tough.
Hated it.
Tough. Bad. Didn't hate it as much as The Rise of Skywalker, though, huh?
Well, that's true.
There we go.
Talk about disrespectful. I think, how about this? I would have gone The Beautiful Game 2 if it wasn't Netflix, 1.5 because it was Netflix.
Wow.
Just staying true, baby.
Look at this guy.
Staying true.
If you're a brand, look out. Ace is coming for you.
I also had the thoughts, when you and I went to Mandalorian and Grogu, I gave Mando 1.5. I should have given Mando 2 if I'm going to give this 1.5.
Yeah, this is...
I liked Mando more. Because Mando did this... More entertaining, and it's in a world that I actually, you know, I just love being in Star Wars.
I do think I've heard this argument for rating stuff before, but how it accomplished what it set out to accomplish sometimes is how I like to think about it. I do think that this, it was handled at the start. I thought, oh boy, when I kind of found out like we're going to the Homeless World Cup and something is going to go really poorly. And I did think that there were some things with, like, the one guy says an inappropriate thing to the American girl, and then they talk to him after, and he's like, well, I live on the street, and nobody ever talks to me. Like, I don't know how to interact with people. Yeah. And they have kind of a cool, like, I'm sorry that I said this. I didn't know that it was wrong. I was trying to make a joke, and it didn't come off in the way that I intended it. But I, like, don't ever have human interaction. So I thought that it was, like, pretty sensitive in how it handled all of that.
Sure.
Was it a good movie? No, but I thought... It was trying to paint a positive light on that.
I can respect that.
And it did a pretty good job.
Yep, sure.
Rise of Skywalker?
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Absolutely disrespectful.
Absolutely.
All right, next Wednesday, next Sports Cinema, let's do The Damned United.
Nice.
2009.
5-star masterpiece.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
I think it's my
sure
favorite
enough.
Sports movie.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm curious what you will think. It's much more up. It's a much more... kind of dark British.
I do like dark
humor, but we'll see. We'll see. You might just not like soccer or the Brits. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the issue.
Well, no. But who are you pulling for now, speaking of the Brits and World Cup, now that the U.S. is out?
France.
Français?
They're my pick from the start. They've been my pick for the last couple World Cups.
Well, is that your brain or is that your heart?
Both, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think they're...
Because Mbappe?
Yeah.
Le Bleu.
I like Mbappe. I like Dembele. I like Olise. I like Upamecano. I like Mike Maignan. I just like that team. I think they're really, really fun.
I know
they're
Kylian Mbappe.
To watch.
I know Kylian Murphy, too, but I know Kylian Mbappe, and then that's it. But hey, I'll pull for France for you, pal.
Good team. Fun stuff.
All right. Sports Cinema wraps up. I wish I would have liked
Thanks
it
Thanks for
more.
Having me, pal. Thanks for picking this movie.
Thanks for bringing some positivity to this negative old bat over here. Today's Daily Drive, courtesy of Stockman Bank, Montana's largest family-owned community bank operating across the state of Montana. Back tomorrow on the Daily Drive. Good to be back. Well, good to be back on one hand. Maybe not so good to be back because I spent the last week on a lake.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back.
It's my Friday, so I'm going to go spend some time on the lake.
What?
See ya.
You son of a... We'll chat with you tomorrow.